Hello,
we're connecting to Sharabi in Georgia to help us understand what is most important to people across some topics. Your participation is very important to the success of this research. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Extremely dissatisfied.
Thank you for your answer. Now, when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and a 10 means it is a very important issue to you. The first one, jobs and wages.
I didn't get that, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry about that. Jobs and wages.
Oh, gosh. It's going to be high, 9.
Oh, you, from 0 to 10, what number are you going to be choosing?
9.
Okay, 9, thank you. Yeah, reproductive freedom?
0.
Thank you. Next one, racism and discrimination?
Racism, discrimination. I don't like that. 9.
Thank you. Next one, climate change.
0.
Crime and violence.
10.
Next one, K-12 education.
Depends on how you look at that. It sucks right now, so it's important. 10.
Thank you. Criminal justice reform.
Again, depends on how you look at it. Sucks right now. 10.
Thank you. Healthcare?
7.
Voting rights?
Too many people have rights. 7.
Thank you. Inflation and the cost of living?
10.
Abortion rights?
Did you say abortion rights?
That's correct. Right. I'm sorry. Abortion rights.
0.
Thank you. A student loan debt?
0.
Immigration?
Again, depends on how you're looking at it. Needs to be reformed. 9.
Okay. You said 9, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Last one, democracy or democracy?
Democracy. Well, we're a republic. 7.
Okay, thank you. Let me move forward. And just to let you know, we're going to be handling a couple of questions right now, the way that we can complete the survey and remove you from the call list, okay? So,
okay.
As you may know, there will be an election for President's U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote?
10.
Thank you. What is your race?
Caucasian.
Thank you. Oh, just give me one moment, please.
You know what? The question needs to be posed about just being a constitutional republic. It's like the democracy thing is something different.
I understand it. No, and I understand it. So this is part of the survey, as I said. So we're just conducting this survey in Georgia. So, I mean, your opinion is going to be appreciated, okay? So I understand your point. So moving forward, do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you. What is the year of your birth?
1972.
Thank you. What is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
Oh, gosh. Spent years in college. Let's see, I've got my RN, associate, but I went back for pre-med.
All right, so just to confirm, yeah, go ahead.
Well, I only had one semester left before going to medical school, so I don't know where that would put me.
I understand.
I had a lot of college.
I see. So, but you said some college, correct?
A lot of college, yes.
Okay, thank you.
However you need to put that, more than 4 years.
Okay, thank you for the answer. So now, no matter how frequently you vote in election, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
4.
Thank you. How much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means the Black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
Same as myself, 4.
Thank you. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organization, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 5 means that you don't feel particular warm or cool. If you have no opinions or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. The first one, John Ossoff.
Who?
John Ossoff.
John Ossoff?
Correct.
And you're saying if I give him a 0, I don't feel any way towards him at all?
That's right. If you select 0, you feel very cold and unfavorable towards that. Okay. I mean, towards him, right?
Yes. 0.
All right, 0. Okay. Next one, Brian Kemp.
6.
Thank you. Next one, Raphael Warnock.
0.
Next one, Brad Raffensperger.
0.
Next one, J.D. Benz.
10. Highly favorable.
All right, thank you. Next one, Andre Deakins.
I don't know that one.
Okay, thank you. And last one, Tim Walz.
Oh, 0. Could you do a negative?
Okay, so 0, that means very cold and unfavorable. All right, so let me move forward on this now. So I know it's been a long wait off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote?
Donald Trump.
Thank
and
you.
J.D. Vance.
Okay, I know it's still a long wait off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative? The Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Republican.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Much worse.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we are in the middle of the survey now, so a couple of more questions, then we're going to be done. Some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, those voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference.
How are we making this difference? I didn't catch what you were saying.
Oh, I'm sorry, one more time, please.
You were breaking up or something.
Oh, yeah. Question. No problem. I can go over again. No problem. Yeah. Some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make any difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, those voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
Big difference.
Thank you. Below is a list of some people and events that, could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that that person or event certainly prevent progress, and 5 means that you're not sure, and zero means that you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. The first one, black voters.
They didn't have an effect, or they did have an effect?
Yeah, remember, 0 means certainly did not prevent progress, and 10 means certainly prevent progress.
Black voters prevented progress? That's an odd question.
All right.
I don't agree with that question. I mean, that's kind of an odd question.
Mm-hmm. No, and I understand it, but just remember you see. Uh-huh.
That one I don't feel comfortable answering because I don't really know.
Okay.
That's just kind of a stupid question.
Okay, I understand. Thank you for letting me know. Next one, Vice President Harris.
The witness?
Yeah, Vice President Harris.
So let me catch this. Vice President Harris.
Harris, correct.
And in context with her, whether she's done good or bad?
Right, remember this list or people and events that I'm reading to you, you will need to rate from 0 to 10 if you believe that that person or organization certainly did not prevent progress or certainly prevent progress.
Yes, she certainly prevented progress.
Okay, so from 0 to 10, you're saying certainly prevent progress. Is that what you're saying?
She prevented 10. If you could give her a 15, have at it.
Okay. Thank you for the answer. Next one, COVID-19 recovery.
Yeah, prevented progress. Who prevented the progress?
Okay. So from 0 to 10, what is your rate?
Well, it depends on who you're asking the question about.
Oh, yeah,
I'm
sorry about that. Yeah. COVID-19 recovery, do you think or do you believe that certainly did not prevent progress? You are not sure or certainly prevent progress?
But what I'm asking you is who prevented the progress in that particular question. Do I think our government prevented progress? Absolutely.
Oh, I get your point. I'm sorry about that. Yeah. Just to make sure, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented progress you wanted to see in this country, okay? So if you see that, if you think, for example, if the COVID-19 recovery prevents progress in this country, so as much as you want to see in this country, so...
If COVID itself prevented progress? Oh, yeah, it prevented progress. But now it's the underlying group that... started it. So I guess you would say 10.
Okay. Thank you for the answer. Next one, Democrats in the Georgia General Assembly.
10. Prevented progress.
Next one, your local major.
Local what now?
Major.
What does that mean?
I'm sorry, your local major. A major means it's M-A-Y-O-R. Major.
Oh, mayor.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Five.
You said 5, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And the last one, Democrats in the U.S. Congress.
Oh, give them a 10. They definitely prevented progress.
Okay, thank you for the answers. So below is a list of some policies, developments, and statements that have impact on many black people's lives. So after each one, please indicate how much you believe that each one would motivate you or people in your network to vote from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it would strongly motivate you to vote, if 5 means that you are not sure, and 0 means that the policy would not motivate you to vote at all. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. The first one. Black voters should recognize the progress that has been made towards collective black power. While there's still much work to be done, patience with each other is essential as we continue the path to future progress.
Good Lord, there's a big question there. So I am running out of time, and I hate to do this to you, but I've got to go.
I understand that. So, however, just to let you know, we are in the last part, to be honest with you. So we are about 20% of ending up, and then, I mean, the way that we can remove you from the call is exactly right. So that would be much appreciated. We just end.
But this is not going to be a threat to me, okay? So here's the thing. I'm telling you, I've got about two good questions left that I can tolerate, and then I'm hanging up. So you can keep calling, but I'm not going to answer, okay? So,
no, I understand it, of course.
Don't threaten me.
Sure, okay. But as I mentioned, so if you let me to go ahead and do this as quick as we can, that will be much appreciated. We are just ending up in... I'm sorry, one more time?
That would be appreciated.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, perfect. So just to make sure, let's go ahead and you know, and ending up this survey by just, you know, doing this as quick as we can. So in regards of this statement that you just heard, so what is your rate?
I can't give you a rating on that one. It is such a big question and very convoluted.
Okay, so you're not sure. Thank you. Next one. Because we demanded funds for HBCUs, the American Rescue Plan invested over $2.7 billion in historic and black collision universities, the largest ever. Over $260 million went to Hay Georgia schools, with half required for direct student financial relief through grants, debt discharge, and other aid. So what is your rate on these? Which, I mean, 0 means would not motivate you to vote at all. 10 means would strongly motivate you to vote. And 5 means that you're not sure.
I'm going to say 5.
Okay, thank you. Next one. Because we vote in March, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau took a significant step to protect consumers by reducing credit card late fees from $32 to $8. This change is expected to save consumers a substantial $10 billion annually, demonstrating the bureau's commitment to easing financial burdens and promoting fair credit practices. So what is your rate on this?
5.
Thank you. Next one. Because we vote the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau announcement, a major initiative to remove medical debt from credit reports for over 15 million Americans, this policy change is projected to boost credit score by an average of 20 points, providing significant financial relief and improving access to credit for millions of individuals. So what is your rate on this? Thank you. And last one, because we protested together, this administration has banned to knock warrants and chuck holes and mandated body cameras for all officers. When state prosecutors failed, federal hate crime laws were used to convict the murderers of Haven Arbery and Breonna Taylor. So what is your rate?
Can't say. Don't know.
Thank you. All right. Thank you for your responses so far. I'm not going to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their mind, and that's perfectly okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now. Remember, we are in the last part exactly, right? So just a couple of questions, and we just end up. No matter how frequently you vote in election,
you
how
you
much
told
hours...
You told me that multiple times, and you take care. Bye-bye.